the worst affected sector of our country and our economy after Brexit are the fishing communities. The losses have been devastating. And it's not just the offshore sector. I mean, we've had the Inshore Fishermen's Association here in the committee and in the AV room making presentations about the serious state of crisis of the industry. They've repeatedly asked for support in terms of a fuel subsidy. Now, that fuel subsidy has been provided in other European member states by their governments to provide support. But no state was more impacted by Brexit than Ireland. No fishing community was more impacted by Brexit than the Irish fishing community. Yet we are one of the only European member states that did not receive any financial subsidies for our sector. Meeting after meeting, all the different representative organisations, be it the producer organisations, the inshore, the islands, every single part of the industry has been crying out for a fuel subsidy. They've raised it again and again, and every time your colleague Minister McConlogue talks about how they're monitoring the prices, they just willfully refuse to provide the supports to our fishing community. And I think that when you look at the BIM report, the Bourbier report, and the decline of the industry, when you talk to fishermen all across the coast, there is profound anger. They feel like they're abandoned. They feel like there's no plan. But for the life of me, I cannot understand why your government continues to refuse to provide the necessary supports. And, you know, when we talk about climate change and we talk about the forms of energy protection and so on that are required, I mean, it just is astonishing, really, that when you have particularly your inshore sector who didn't get any supports through tie-up schemes, who didn't get decommissioning offers, particularly the inshore sector, the islands communities, I find it absolutely despicable that they have got no fuel subsidies whatsoever. Absolutely despicable, frankly, Minister. And I don't know how many times, particularly the inshore fishermen, have to come into this house and appeal and beg for support. Recently they met the minister. I understand some of them walked out of the meeting. Literally had to walk out. Nothing on the table in terms of financial support. So I'm taking this opportunity, this debate tonight, to appeal to you directly, Minister. Please talk to the Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, and ask him, how on earth can it be that we are not able to provide the supports necessary to our inshore fishermen?